I don't know if you saw this today. I thought this was really interesting. The state of Vermont made history. It became the first state to require public middle schools and public high schools to give free condoms.
No.
Now, I understand high school, but middle school, like, whoa. I didn't realize, look, I'm not stupid. I know that kids are having sex, you know, at younger and younger ages. I get it. And certainly, like, public schools, especially where I'm from in Brooklyn. But Vermont, so this is interesting. The law states that contraceptives must be readily accessible to students in grades 7 through 12 at the administration office, nurses' offices.
Really?
Yeah, that's how they're doing it. So they want to prevent and reduce unintended pregnancies and sexually transmitted diseases. And, you know, I mean, they're doing sex education anyway at that age, you know, at home ec or whatever, like in those types of classes, you have human sexuality or sex ed or whatever they call it in, you know, at your school.
And you got porn. I mean, you got a phone, you got porn.
Right.
You know, right. I think it's different now than when we were growing up. I mean, we heard about it from our friends, but we didn't get to see it.
No, yeah. I mean, think about it. I don't know if you saw White Lotus on HBO Max, but there's a 14, 15 year old kid on it and he's sitting around watching porn, jerking off, you know? So it's like, he's not in high school yet. He's probably seventh grade or eighth grade. And not that he's having sex with girls, but he might be, who knows, you know, his friends might be. So you can't stick your head in the sand and pretend that kids are not going to have sex anyway, at least this way. You're educating them to protect themselves. And they're also educating girls to say no. You know, if it's not okay with you, then you say no. Then say, you know, no means no. So it's a very different generation in terms of, like, not sex shaming each other. Because I remember, like, in high school, certainly, you know, if you did have sex, they called you a slut. If you didn't have sex, they called you
frigid.
Well, like a prude or, you know, like, you have a stick up your ass. So you couldn't win either way. Like, so if you don't have sex, it's a problem. If you have sex, it's a problem, but only for girls, not for boys. So they used to sex shame girls all the time. And I love the fact that this generation is a lot more open and they're not sex shaming. And what's really interesting is that they are, because of this education, the studies are showing they're actually less likely to have risky sex and do things that we did, because they're actually being educated as opposed to us. So we were just like on our own trying shit and getting advice from other 13-year-olds, you know? So,
yeah, I think it's a different world now. I think even with COVID going on, I don't know what it's like being a kid and even being close to another kid, if you're freaked out by it or, I don't know. I mean, I think it's a totally different world than when we went through it.
But how would you feel? Because you got two boys and they're relatively young. So when they were in middle school, when they were in, like, you know, sixth, seventh, eighth grade, would you have wanted them to be given condoms by the school?
Sure. I mean, if you don't use it, it's a balloon. It's a fun toy. Yeah. I mean, sure. I don't want a grandkid. I definitely don't want a grandkid when the kid is in seventh or eighth grade. That's crazy.
Because, right, like, if you think about it, I mean, I had really woke parents where they were like, they had the conversation with me. They taught me about sex when I was 10. And then when I had a boyfriend in high school, they were like, and if you want to have sex, you know, and they gave me condoms and they told me about, you know, what to do, what not to do, and that kind of thing. My mother was like, do you want to get on birth control? I was like, no, I'm not. No. No. But thanks for the conversation. Thanks for the awkward conversation, Mom. I just, you know, not every parent is like that. So there's a lot of parents that are not having that conversation, and kids are not going to walk into, like, a CVS and be like, you know, can I buy condoms? I don't know what age you're allowed to buy them anyway. So,
yeah. And that's that always freaked me out when you have to be a certain age to buy condoms.
Right.
You should be able to buy condoms if you're six. It doesn't matter what age you are. And I remember my mom got on me bad because I took a condom from my stepfather's drawer to use, and she gave me crap about it. I'm like, do you want to have grandkids? Why?
Right.
What are we talking about here?
Yeah, I'm 17. You want grandkids? I mean, right. But that's the point. It's like, of course you should use a condom if you're going to have sex at 17. Because if they say, well, don't have sex, right. A 17-year-old is going to be like, oh, you know what? Totally horny, like highest sexual.
I've been dating the same girl for 3 years. What do you right. think?
Well, there's that too. But I mean, like, your sex levels are the highest ever. Right. And you're going to be like, well, yeah, I better abstain. I mean, it's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I remember getting in that fight with my mom going, really? Are we fighting about this? Sorry.
My favorite thing,
I'll repay you the dollar. Sorry.
Right. Right. Yeah. My favorite thing is one of the schools that I went to, they had an abstinence program, but it was like, it was voluntary. And all the gay kids signed up because they were like, that's great. Because, you know, they weren't out yet. So it's like, you know, yeah, oh, I'd love to have sex with you. I'd love to put my penis in your vagina. Mm. But, you know, I'm with this abstinence program. So I can't.
I have the ring.
Sorry,
and everything.
Right, exactly. So, you know, they didn't want to come out and be like, they weren't out yet. I mean, some were, but not all of them were. Mm. So it was a good way to stay in the closet and not feel like you're pressured to have sex with the opposite sex when that is not your interest at all. So it was great.